dollars in the academic program. Also keep in mind that for some of these charts, what we have is a combination of the medical service plan expenses and the instructional and the instructional formula here. So it drives up costs.
If you're not spending money on instructional expense, where would you spend money?
Deferred maintenance, financial aid.
Financial aid doesn't hit instruction.
I would, yeah, financial aid, and then the other major problem on our campus is deferred maintenance. And I think the trustees, Oliver, Estrada, and Quartz saw, we visited the College of Medicine yesterday, and I think they saw firsthand the need to invest in deferred maintenance issues and to bring our classrooms and facilities up to some level of...
So can we get a chart like this on deferred maintenance spending? Compare us to our peers? I heard a yes.
Okay, I'm gonna move. Quality instruction, UIC prepares students for job market. President Easter mentioned that we have conducted a kind of a postgraduate study, and we have found that more than half of the UIC graduates reported that they had obtained employment that was closely related to their field of study and at time of graduation. I'll move on here. We also, I've added a few new dashboards to embellish some of the more, I would say, data dashboards. UIC alumni are successfully employed. I think this is a very important indicator. Happy students, employed students, hopefully eventually they will become donor prospects.
How does this compare to our peer group?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This one, some of the new indicators are not compared to a peer cohort. We didn't have time to do that, but that would be the next step, Chairman Kennedy, is to take this new indicator that we created to ascertain how the employability of our students, whether or not they were being employed in the field that they were trained in, for our own edification. But the next step would be to compare us to our peers.
But generally, is that 70% good?
Yes, it's very good by most standards. I mean, and again, I'm comparing it to my time on the UIUC campus and my time at Michigan as well. So, this is not compared to any peer or longitudinal data. This is a snapshot. This is a survey that was distributed as students were leaving the campus over a period of time, and they were asked, how long did it take you to find a job? Are you in an employment situation in which you were trained for?
Please.
It says UIC graduating class of 2006, mm-hmm. percent employed 1 year post-graduation. So is this just giving us a snapshot of what the facts were in 07?
Yes, but what I've tried to do is to update these charts because they're, as I said, the data, these charts are so dated. I mean, so much has happened since 2006 and 7 and 8
right.
that I thought it would be much more prudent to collect additional data to demonstrate the trend.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, but 06 is like 100 years ago in terms of
financial times.
So
I know, and the economy has changed.
Well, I would also assume that the bachelor's, that the gap up there would include people who went on to get a master's. Right.
That's what we don't know. We're not certain if these students are pursuing an advanced degree or what their plans are, and that needs to be fine-tuned. Can you tell I took this assignment very seriously? Because I think it's very important. So anyway.
We appreciate it. I think that employment rate has been the focus of a lot of federal government research and interest, a lot of energy around that, and I think we would expect that we'd have updated information. And, we don't expect you to do it, but there's a big team at the university that should be able to produce it for us.
But what this exercise points out is the need to really to be much more data-driven and to collect data systematically that will help us to inform our future. That's what the exercise has demonstrated. So many of the dashboards, Chairman Kennedy, are somewhat, be honest with you, obsolete. So much has changed between 2007 and 2012. And as I move through this, if I can get through it all,